The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chaftimah Melalach, in the Sig of Chanukah, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Huna, Chotz Sheish La Beis Kesach and Tzich Shtei Neiris. A Chotz that has two doorways, two entranceways, needs two Menairis. You have to be a Mavlik Ner Chanukah on each Pesach. In terms of the Gemara, you do, we know that the way the houses were set up, each house had in front of it a chotzah. A lot of the tashmishim were done, a lot of the living was done in the chotzah, in the front yard, in the yard in front of the house. And the chotzah was often by a mavi, and a mavi by Rosh Hashanah. Akaponim, also in the terms of the Gemara, the halakas nechanaka was done the way the ikatakana was vegeshtel. The ikatakana was to be mavik outside, not inside, because the main halakas nechanaka was for the neighbors to surround them, to the people outside to see the Nechanaka. Today, in Golos, the Ramah says that because of the Goyim and other reasons, we're Mavlik inside. We don't do it that way. We light inside. And the main halakha is the Nevayas. We put it by the window, or after the Milsa, then hopefully some people will see it outside. There'll be Pisumi Nisa to be passing the Nesef Chanukah outside also, but the main halakha is for inside. But in times of the Gemara, the main halakha was outside. So therefore, they used to be mavlik not by the door of the house. They used to be mavlik by the door of the chutzah. Because if you mavlik by the door of the house, people wouldn't see. The chutzah would block. The chutzah had its own fence. They also had a fence. So they were light by the doorway of the chutzah. So the Gemara is saying it's really lavdaf, because lavdaf is by the chutzah. In case someone had a house, the bias was right by the shirabim, he would light by the door of the house. So Kapon, the Gemara is saying, when you light by the door of the chutzah, or by the door of the house, if you have more than one door, you have to light by each door, by each Pesach. And the Gemara says, reasons mishum chashada. Because we're afraid, Pashut Taich is that someone will walk by the house, and he'll walk by one door, and he won't see a menorah there, he won't see Nechanaka, and it'll be chashu that this guy did not like Nechanaka. So therefore, Chazal wants to make sure that anyone that walks by your house or your chutzah, they'll see a Nechanaka, so make sure to light by every door. And that's what the Gemara continues, Amarava, lo yomenang b'shtei ruchais. This halacha is only by two doors on two sides of the house. If you have on two parallel sides, the north and the south, or even on perpendicular sides, the north and the east, it's possible somebody will walk by one side of the house and they'll see the door, they won't see Nechanaka, they'll be chayshid, you don't light. So Chazal said to light by every door. But if it's on one side of the house, it's not a problem. They'll take a see there's no Nechanaka by one door, but they'll see right away the other door. It's all on the same side, it's not a problem. But on two sides, the Gemara says, Zinda Machalfi Bahai, Vilim Machalfi Bahai. Sometimes somebody, people walk by one side, and they don't walk by the other side, Viyami, and they'll say, Kihichi, Bahai, Fiskul, Yadak, Bach, Fiskul, Ami, Allah. Just like he didn't like here, he didn't like over there. This halach is brought down, Halachal, Amais, and Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says that this, the way we explained, that this halach really is only for the Zman HaGemara. The Zman HaGemara, where they lit outside for the Bnei Shisrabim, that's why this halach applies to light by every single door, so people should see it. But very good. But the Ramah says, Miyu b'zman hazeh, in our time, shekulu madlikim b'pnim mamish, that everybody likes mamish inside, bein hekeh b'nei v'shesravim klal, the Ramah writes, there's no heck at all for b'nei v'shesravim, even though we're by the window, afilu yeshu chatzun abayis, havi psochem, l'havi ruchis, ein madlikim l'pamachis b'pnim. The Ramah says, even if you have many doors on many sides of the house, you only have to light by one, because it's feeling for the people inside. The people inside the house, they know you lit. Even if they go by, the kids go by the back door, they're not going to be chesed that you won't like. You didn't like. They know that you lit inside. And the Ramah ends off, King Nirali v'chein ha-minig pasha. King, it's this chiddush that doesn't apply today, but he says that's also the minig. So, but the mice, the minig in Eretzol is not like that. The minig in Eretzol is, they tackle light outside. The minig in Eretzol, they're knowing the way they did the Zman HaGemara. They got mamish outside for the name of Shester Abim. I did hear that there was some gedolim that are mafakpek on that. They said, "Well, the Ramah says that we're not knowing this anymore." And the minhag in Eretzol, don't forget, there was many hundreds of years since the Ramah that there was kamat no yishuv in Eretzol. Nobody was living there. The whole yishuv in Eretzol is pretty recent. I heard of Scheinberg. He didn't hold of this. Scheinberg lived, of course, many, many years in Eretzol, and he lit inside his deer. He did not light outside. He didn't hold of this. He said, "The Ramah says we light inside, and Eretzol is no different." And I can't say Eretzol does it that way. He didn't hold of it. Well, the nice, very, very tzol, come out everyone. If anyone was there Hanukkah, they know that all the other Gedolim come out, and Al Bnei Torah, they all light outside. So in the Chayyur, the Ramah, I think, would be Moida, that the Halacha is applicable again. The Ramah is only saying that we don't light by Kol Pesach or Pesach because we light inside. But the Ramah would be Moida, that if the Minigay Tzol is to light outside again, even today, then this halacha applies again. You have to make sure that you light in a way that no one can be chushed you. You have to light by every door of the house. I was a little bit specific. What would be if it's obvious that the door on the other side is not a front door, like our houses? Somebody will walk by the back and he will not see an Nech Hanukkah, but it's obvious what it is. It's not a front door. It's a back door. It's an extra back door. So a person would realize that I don't expect to see Nech Hanukkah there. It's not being lit by his front door. Ken Zayim, this whole halacha only applies to a house that has, on two sides, doors that look like a front entrance, like a main entrance. But if it's obvious it's only a side entrance, it's not a regular door, it could be this halacha doesn't apply. But it doesn't say that anyway, but Ken Zayim, that's the halacha. Hakapanim, let's go back to the Gemara's main halacha over here, is Chas V'Shesh HaBeis Pesachim Tzvich HaShtei Neiris. The halacha is, Medina the Gemara, the mitzvah Nech Hanukkah is not just by one door, it's by every door of the house, on every side of the house. Do you make a bracha on the second halakha, by the second menorah? So that the Ran says, on this Gemara, Mestabra says a svar. Mestabra, the Kevin Sheini Malik, and Mishum Chshada, since the only reason you're lighting by the second door is not for the mitzvah of Nech Hanukkah, the only reason you're lighting is people should be chashed you. That's Mar Sayin Lechari, he means. Loim Mavarach En Lachat Pitzchah, you only make a bracha one Pesach. So Ramon is saying, the bracha that we make, Shekh Shev Sivanu, that bracha is only on the menorah that we're lighting for Pesach Minisa, for the main mitzvah. But the other menorahs, the other Nech Hanukkah, and the other Pesachim, that's only for Maris Ayin. That the Ramah says you don't make a bracha on. I guess if you don't want to have chashad in the Mahadim and Mahadim, if you don't want people to be chayshid you, Maris Ayin, did you not makai Mahadim and Mahadim? What? They'll see. I guess maybe you're not be chushed. You don't be chushed. If the din is us, Maris, we're gonna get to this. But if the din is because of Maris Ayin, what is Maris Ayin? Maris Ayin is Allah the pasuk shtek and pasuk yisim nakim Hashem Yisrael. Devisha knows you are making the mitzvah. What's the problem? The pasuk says in the kimei Hashem and me Israel. You have to be naki from Yidden also. You shouldn't have any Yidden be chayshed you. So I guess you shouldn't have any Yidden be chayshed you, like you're saying, that you weren't making the mitzvah. That I didn't do the Yidden mitzvah. That's not my problem. Someone chayshed it. Could be. It's a nice aura. It's not clear in the Gemara if you have to do madam madam or call pesach pesach. It doesn't say. I think what this round is talking about, this whole round shayla. That if you make a bracha on the second Nech Hanukkah by the second Pesach, I think the whole round is talking about were you a masik? Were you a masik b'dibur? Were you spoke in between the first Nech Hanukkah and the second Nech Hanukkah? If you didn't speak, if a person went and made a bracha on the first Nech Hanukkah by the first Pesach, then he walked straight to the second Pesach and lit without being masik, a chavi poshav that he doesn't make another bracha. Because one bracha can be used for many maisa mitzvahs. Moshul by kfis mezuzah, if you remember the last time you moved and you hung up mezuzahs. Every room with the mezuzah and a mashkef that's mechuyev and mezuzah, mechayra needs a bracha. Every mezuzah you hang up is a separate mitzvah, and every mezuzah would need its own bracha. But we don't do that. We make one bracha on the first mezuzah we hang up, and then we're careful. We don't talk, and we go from room to room, and we continue hanging up the mezuzahs. Ah. No, very good, not bad. Sorry, Rachman is saying. Because by mezuzah, you're making a bracha l'kvay mezuzah, and that bracha goes on every single, it's the same mitzvah every single room. Over here, the first Nech Hanukkah was the mitzvah Siminista, the second Nech Hanukkah was for this takana of chashad, of Maris Ayin. Maybe it's the mitzvah, but the bracha would be the same bracha. I think if you're not masik, I think it's posher that you don't make another bracha. Only if you master the mashal by mitzvah also. If a person hangs up one or two rooms, and then something comes up, an emergency, he has to stop, and then he comes back later, and he's going to finish off the other rooms in the house, he makes a bracha again. If you master, you make again a bracha, shekshon suspendul l'kvoy mezuzah. So the same thing over here, I think the Ran is talking about even when you're master, because if you're not master, then the lechayr is poshut that the first bracha goes on every Pesach. And we'll go on every Pesach. And you wouldn't need the Ran's reason. You wouldn't need the Ran to tell us this. You wouldn't need the Ran's reason because the whole mitzvah is Mishum Chashavah. So the Ran is saying a chiddush, I think, even if you're masik, when you go to light the next Nech Hanukkah, you don't have to make a bracha. Why? The Ran says the reason is The kevet sheni madagam shum chshada. Since the whole halak is because of chshad, because of ma'asayin, lo mevorach on the chatitz. So you don't make a bracha on the second one. Oh, so the pri chodesh, he understands this rank of pshutai, that they're understanding a klal, a merdeka klal, that any mitzvah d'rabbanan, the chazal masakin because of ma'asayin, you don't make a bracha on. That's the pri chodesh runs around. And the pri chodesh is ma'ir that the chayr the rajb is chaylak on this round. There's a Rajba in the Sugi in Chulin. The Mishnah says, as Vos Talacha, that Ben Pekua, when you shech the behema and the behema is muberes, and the vlad, there's a baby kif inside the behema, the baby kif, the vlad, does not need shechita. The baby kif is nitta b'shechita simai. The vlad is nitta b'shechita simai. The Gemara is a Joshua, it's in the Raisa. But the Gemara does say that if this Ben Pekua, if you shech the mother and you took out the blood, if this Mbakua walked on the ground, then already you should shech the midrabanan. The reason is al smarasayin. Because once it walks on the ground, it could be somebody came by, did not see the whole ma'isa, did not see this is Mbakua, and he sees this guy eating without shechita. He cuts off a piece of the behema, or he just kills the behema, without shechita, it'll be marasayin. He won't realize that it was Mbakua. So chazal masakin, midrabanan al smarasayin, you should need shechita. Only if you take the baby out, the blood out, straight from the mother, right after shechita, and you hold it, and you never walked on the ground, then it's obvious that this is a ben pekua, and then even with a banan you can eat it without shechita. You don't need shechita. But once it walked on the ground, Chazal said, it needs shechita, a smart zayin. So the Pichosh brings down, the Rajba in the Tshuva, the Rajba says, that in this shechita of a banan you make a bracha. Same as every shechita. Shechita is a mitzvah, and every shechita make a bracha. Hashem says it's vanon al hashechita. On this shechita, we also make a bracha. Time to pichadosh that this Rajba is a cher chalak on the run. This Rajba is saying that even though it's a mitzvah of banan al smaras ayin, this whole shechita is only mitzvah of banan because of smaras ayin. Chazal masakim because of mishum chshada. That would be a chalak. Because we find shechita deraita.
This shechita.
It's Marasayan of the Rice, it's Marasayan of the Rabbanon. So it becomes a stronger Rabbanon. Okay, the Pichosh doesn't say that, sir. I hear what you're saying, but the Pichosh doesn't say that. Pichosh, that's not bad. But the Pichosh wants to say this Rajb is Chanan Kaniman. He's not machak between if the Ikkim, the Yisoydi is the Rice of the Rabbanon, like he's saying. He just looks at a cloud, the rounding a cloud. Any mitzvah, which is also Marasayan, with Rabbanon, there's no bracha on. Time to be chodesh. Here we have another mitzvah, which is ma'asayin. Shechitas ben pekua, and the Rashi says beferish that you make a bracha on it. The ksav seifa in Chulin is ma'ir from a tesis over the Chulin that kafyud and beis is also chanak on the ran. The Gemara says in Chulin that kafyud talus shula kol shlo shemirim 2 minutes tzitzit. He borrowed talus.
You just have to have the light.
This
it's not the actual lighting. You just need the light. This when the guy walks by, you see something there.
But shechita, you want to say, here's a ma'aser.
The
shechita, which is a ma'aser
mitzvah.
So that passed the bracha. I hear. Okay. So that's a shidduch chalak maybe, but the pichosh doesn't hold that. He doesn't say chalak. Yeah.
I don't know if it would make a chalak or not by this year, but when you've got two doorways, you say, I'm going to light on this one, you already know that you're going to do the other one. When you do the shechita here, you don't know there's a line over in there. And now it comes up, and now it even walks. You never had this in mind. Now this mitzvah is now, because it walked, it's now come on brand new.
Well, we did say already that the rounds talk about even when you were mafsek, you lit the first Nech Hanukkah, something came up, you had to go away, you went away 15 minutes, you came back, you're talking.
You were going to do it.
But at the time you did, you had in mind you were going to do it.
But you knew you were going to do it.
So, but actually we're going to get something similar to that.
You don't have to have das, but
you
don't know.
Yes, you don't have das, okay. But let's look at the Chassav Seifa has a different aura from a Taisis and Chulun. The Gemara says, Talon Shulun, Kol Shre Shemirim, 2 minutes Tzitzis. If you borrow talents, you don't make a kinyan on it, you have a bag of Dal Khan faces, part of a minute Tzitzis. The Gemara says, Joshua Ksuscha, there was a part that says, Ksuscha has to be your bag of Timuchuyavin Tzitzis. So Gemara says, Because then you can walk around for 30 days with a beggar of Donald Conference without tzitzis, because people will not be choshed you. People will know, Midaraisa, it's a Tal Shula, it's not Chayvin Tzitzis, and people will assume it's a Tal Shula. But the Gemara does say, if you're walking around with this same beggar of Donald Conference for more than 30 days, then already you should put on tzitzis. The reason is, Elsmar Zayin. Because more than 30 days, people are going to start to suspect. It's hard to believe you borrowed this for so long. It's already more than 30 days. It's your talents, Asmaris Ayin, even though Mikad Din is Pata. Because as long as it's Tal Shumla, if you were never kind of the talents, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. Aga, by the way, when someone borrows a talents on Shabbos, he wants to make a bracha, and he really should be kind of it. And then afterwards, be marking it back. Even in a shul talents, you should make a kinyan in order to have the mitzvah tzitzis and in order to feel to make a bracha. Rakapanim, the Gemara says, Tal Shumla, Kol Shalei Shumim is Pata Min Tzitzis, but after 30 days, Midaraisa is also Pata Min Tzitzis. But Midabonim, there are guys of Smaar Sayin, to explain this Smaar Sayin, people will think that it's your Talos, and you're walking around with Tzitzis, you mechir to have Tzitzis on it. And Tzitzis is Moisav on this, that you make a bracha on this Tzitzis. Even though it's borrowed, and the Midaraisa is Pata Min Tzitzis, and the whole Chiv is only Midabonim, Smaar Sayin, Tzitzis says, you make a bracha. Zaktuk Sav Seifa, here you have another Raya Nagdiran. Here you see again, that a mitzvah d'rabbanan that the Chazal Masnaken only because of Maaseh Sayin you make a bracha on it. It's not like the Ran that says that on the halakas nechanaka of the second Pesach, the second door, which is only as Maaseh Sayin, you don't make a bracha on. And most of the chalukim that the Eilam was saying before will probably be a chaluk here also, but the Ksav Sefer also do not see a chaluk. Yes, this kasha. He doesn't say kasha. He's ma'orid that he's the chaluk on the Ran. My only shtuk kasha was the halacha. This round is put down the halacha by the Ramah. Interesting, even though the Ramah said that we're not noig to light alcohol pesach, but the Ramah does bring down this round. The Ramah says, in mavik beis pesachim, in a case where people are mavik outside and they light by two pesachim, ainim mevarach rak be'echem mehem. You only make a bracha on one of them. Ubesheni mavik b'lei bracha. And he says, the mock is the round. He calls this round the halacha. So the kasha is, the Ramah, we know you do always passings like Rav Yishainim. Yachid Ram Malachik Ravim. If we came out that the Rajab and Tosis both hold, not like the Ran, that you make a bracha on the midst of the Bonan, even though it's the whole the Bonan is Asmar Zayin, how come over here the Ramah is passing like the Ran? Tosis and the Rajab Chalk and the Ran, why does the Ramah pass like the Ran? It's Yidua that the riff sheet in halacha is he normally passes like two out of three of the gedolim pesachim rishonim, the riff, the ram, and the rush. Basically, that's how the mechaba goes. The mechaba goes with the riff, the ram, and the rush, and he passes like two out of three of those. He doesn't really reckon with the other rishonim halacha. And the ramah, that's why the ramah is more, that's when he's chunk on the mechaba, because the ramah reckons with the other rishonim. The ramah counts in the ramban, the rajab, the zva, the other rishonim. And then he passes like grave of them. But Akoponim, over here you have two Yishainim, the Tosis and the Rashi, Chalak on the Ramah. How could the Ramah pass them like the Ran? So then, if you look in that Gosef Kivega on Shulchan Aruch in Yodei Simin Gimel by the Alocha Ben Pekua, the Kivega brings down, it is a machayis of Ben Pekua also. Kivega brings down the Shuvah Sarajah by the Pichaj brought down. He brings down the Shuvah Sarajah Paskins by that Ben Pekua that you're shechting al Smar Zayin, that you make a bracha on it. But the Kivega brings down the Besamim Roish is Chalik. Besamim Roish says that you don't make a bracha. So maybe that's Shan Ramah, because you have the two Rishonim against two Rishonim. You have the Besamim Roish, according to this, it'll come out the Besamim Roish also holds of the sheet that you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon of Ben Pekur, which is only Asmar Sayin. So he goes with the sheet of the Ran, that we don't make a bracha on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon that Chazal Mestakin Asmar Sayin. So you have the Besamim Roish and the Ran, Keneged, the Rashi and Tosis. So it's not so shver that the Ramah is paskening like these two Rishonim, Keneged, these two Rishonim. The only problem is, this sefer, Besamim Roish, is a sefer which is very mefukbek in Achreinim. A lot of Achreinim hold it's not about Samcha. The sefer was printed hundreds of years ago, Besamim Roish. The first Meitzingor wrote on the Shabbat, he found the Ksaviyad, he wrote that it's Shuvas LaHarash, Rabbeinu Asha. The Rush in the back of the Gemara, he says, these are the Shuvas of the Rush. And a lot of Achreinim do bring down the Besamim Roish Halacha ever since then, but some Achreinim, they don't hold the sefer. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, it's in Arachayim, some Kufnan Dalad. He writes very, very sharp against the Sefer. It's not about Samcha. The Chidor and Shem HaGedolim also writes that the Sefer is not about Samcha. It's not Bisamach on it. It's not so clear who the Mechaba is And there's certain tainus and a lot of things he says over there. And a lot of friends do not want to believe that this is the Rosh or even one of the Rishonim. So the Bekevega does bring down some very often halacha. Over here, the Bekevega brings it down with Moed V'Echeretz. He brings them down as a Bapsukta of the Rajba. He brings down this halacha, if we make a bracha on Shechitas Ben Pekuah, on our signs, the Rajba says you make a bracha, some Rosh says you don't. You see, he reckons that some Rosh connected the Rajba. So according to the Achrayim that hold the B'Sam Rosh, that would be a test of the Armada. Most possibly, like the B'Sam Rosh and the Ran, Gnege, Tosis, and the Rajba. But according to the Achrayim that don't reckon with the B'Sam Rosh and don't consider him a Deya, that's back to our Shavuot Asha. Why does the Ramah pass like the Ran, Gnege, the Rajba, and Tosis? So I was thinking, it's Kenzain that the Ran is not saying this call. Could be the Ran saying a whole different story. Because Be'emes, to say such a klal, and say that's the Ran Shita, you don't make a bracha on a Mitzvah Dabon, a Chazal, Masachim, Mishim, Marathayin, is Be'emes a Mitzvah Shvetz of Ashtain. What's the reason we make a bracha on a Mitzvah Dabon and Bechlal? How do we say a Shek, the Shana, the Evishter made us Helig, the Tzibonu, the Evishter commanded us? Very, very good. The Hagnei Shechanukah. We did the Evishter command us, Hagnei Shechanukah. It's Mitzvah Dabon, every Mitzvah Dabon, and how do we say the Tzibonu? The Gemara yes, in the Sugi of Chanukah, in Shabbos, someone said, Hechem the Tzibonu, Hechem Tzibonu, we did the Evishter command us. And the Gemara answers, the Pasuk says, Loisosa. The Torah, the Evishter told us, don't go away from the words of Chazal. The Evishter told us to listen to Chazal. Mainly, whenever Chazal tells a mitzvah, that's the Tzibon, the Evishter told us. The Gemara brings another pasuk also, Shav Yichav Yegetcha. Also, that the Evishter told us, the Tzibonu, to listen to Chazal. That's the Tzibon of every Dabonim. But if that's the Tzibon, if that's the Birchas HaMitzvah on every Dabonim, because Hashem told us to listen to the Dabonim, the Chayre, it won't make a chiluk what the reason of the Dabonim is. The only reason we're saying the Tzibon is making a bracha on a mitzvah of the bon is because Hashem told us to listen to a bon. It might not mean what the reason is. The Chazal Masakana for this reason, or Chazal Masakana for Marasayin. So this is a Shvetz of Ashtayin. The Chaya, Marasayin is a reason as much as any other reason. Shtayt in Tzvam Kedoshim that besides the Evi Darabonon, besides for the reason what Chazal tells us, these other two Zip Andazachin in Himmel, in Shemayim, there's other reasons also. But the nice, even if the reason is a Smasayin, why should that change the bracha that we're making us like Sasa? Or shall be free again? This is the thing. That's why I'm thinking to say a whole different shan the Ran. I think what the Ran is saying is that this mitzvah of halakha on every Pesach is not a mitzvah for itself. It's a tikkun of the first mitzvah. Because the first mitzvah of halakha is nechanaka. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is pesumei nisa. Pesumei nisa, what Chazal wanted was a pesumei nisa, which will be a complete pesumei nisa, which anybody walks by your house, anywhere he goes, he will be reminded of the Nes of Chanukah. You've been passing the Nes of Chanukah. Has to be mukha, has to be an absolute pesumei nisa. That's what Chazal said. When you lit in a way that someone's able to walk by one side of your house and see a door without an achanaka and not see the pesumei nisa and actually kach, even suspect that you didn't light, let's understand also another shilukasha. L'chayr is no real marasayin over here. Somebody walks by a house and sees a Pesach without an achanaka, it's not a real marasayin. He's not really a mechashim. It might enter his mind, did this guy light? Maybe he's then on the other side. He also realizes he can't see through the house, he can't see to the other side. He also realizes that maybe the guy lived on the other side. No, but then he could think to himself, but maybe he didn't. It's like, it's not mamash or marasayin. It's just, it'll enter his mind, a possibility that this guy did not light. So that's not a real marasayin. That's not a, so Yisim Mekim Hashem Yisrael, as long as the guy might think that, okay, maybe you did light, that's not mamash marasayin. But I think the real takana was, to make it a complete pesuminisa, to make it a vaday pesuminisa, that no matter where he walks by your house, he will be reminded of the Nes of Chanukah. That's what Chazal Mazaken. So even though it's a little bit doichik in the Lashon of the Ran, but maybe if you read it like that, again, the Ran's Lashon will be, Umestabed, Kemishin Imalken Mishim Chshoda. Since you're in the Mishim Chshoda, the way we're reading it is, the whole takana was that since there's a Chshoda, it lacks the pesuminisa. Not that it's mamash marasayin, just lacks in pesumei nisa. And we want you to fix it up. We want you to fix up your halakha to make it a pesumei nisa gemura. Therefore you only make one bracha. So I think the pshat is, because really, this second lining is not a mitzvah by itself at all. It's only fixing up your first halakha. You really are a kind of mitzvah, your first halakha. When you lit the first nechanaka, you did pesumei nisa. Now, but then, it was lacking something. It had a chesaron in the pesumei nisa. The pesumei nisa was a pesumei nisa that someone could walk by and not see it, and not kedei kach, he could even be choshed, he's not sure if you lit or not. You have to go fix that later. Mele, even though you were masik, even though you were masik bediba, but later you came, you're not doing a new mitzvah, you just came to fix up your first halakha that now this house should have a complete pesumei nisa. That's why it has no bracha. Because it's all one mitzvah, it's not a separate mitzvah. It's not daima. It's not daima to ben pakua. Ben pakua is not fixing up another mitzvah. Ben pakua is a mitzvah for itself. It's the first time Chazal made zakana. You have to shech this ben pakua. And the same thing with Talmud Shulah. Chazal after shech shemirim, you're not fixing up a different mitzvah. This is a mitzvah for itself. Chazal made zakana, and even though it's a zakana for al smar asayin, the Ran also be moed that you make a brach on that. The Ran is just saying a special svar. This halacha. The second halakha, the second Pesach was not halakha for itself. The halakha was to fix up the first one. Just to finish a little bit, this will end for very good the Ran, and there's no machoikas, and everybody holds this for. But if we do understand the Sama Rosh, we do have a Sama Rosh that says by Ben Pakua itself, by Ben Pakua, you don't make a bracha on it. So how do you understand that Sama Rosh? That Sama Rosh, you're going to have to say, Taka holds of this Svar, that a mitzvah to Bona Chazal Masakha from Arasayin, you don't make a bracha. That's even though it's a mitzvah for itself, the Ben Pakua, that walked on the ground. How do you understand that Sama Rosh that says you don't make a bracha on the sheet of a Ben Pakua that walked on the ground? Why not? We're saying, it's Shvet to say such a Svar, there's no bracha on a mitzvah to Bona, even though it's Al Shadda. First of all, the other Hashem don't hold of that. Second of all, in Svar, there's no reason not to make a bracha. So it's just saying, Lechere we get to end for the Sama Rosh with another Shtuk of Pichadosh. The Pichadosh brings down, the Gemara says on this Shechit of Ben Pakua Derabanan, if the Ben Pakua was a Trefa, it's a money Trefa, you're also allowed to eat it. Because Medaraisa, any Ben Pakua is kosher. It's not the Shechit of Sima, even if it's a Trefa. But the Machit of Shishonim, what if you did a Shechit of Psula? What if you use a sack and pagumim? The sack has to be completely sharp, no nicks in it. What if you use a sack and pagumim for the shechita? Or what if you did the other psula shechita? She addressed the chalag of Mavika. If you did one of the other psula shechita. So some Rishonim hold, since the whole shechita is only for a hecka, just a smart sign, it's okay. As long as you went through the motions, you did the shechita, even if it was possible, it's still good. So some Rishonim hold away. Other Rishonim hold, no, it has to be chazal masakin, it has to be kosher shechita. Pichadosh wants to say, Nafkamina will be, in this machaikas, whether you make a bracha on the shechita or not. If you have to have mamash kosher shechita, then you can say there's a bircha shechita. But if you hold like the Rishonim that it's good even with a personal shechita, it's not mistaber, there's a bircha shechita on this. But the Pichadosh, I was thinking, could be this is totally also machaikas tazim the kusa kesef. The machaikas paiskin, what about b'di'evid, if you didn't do the shechita rabbanan? This ben pakua walked on the ground, and someone did not do shechita rabbanan, he just killed it. Can he eat that? Can he eat from that ben pakua? So the Taz says that's mutter b'di'evid. The Shach nukus the kesef is chayon. He says no. Once chazal masakin the shechita. If you didn't do a shechita, then b'di'evid is also asa. So it could be. It's also telling you this machlekes about the bracha. If you hold that the shechita is ma'akiv, even b'di'evid, you make a bracha on it. If you hold the shechita is only chachinah, but b'di'evid, you can eat that the shechita, you don't make a bracha on it. But the Bichash himself slugs it up. He says because it doesn't stem with the Rashba. The Rashba himself is one of the Rishonim that hold that the Shechita Psum is good. You could use it even a Sakan Paguma. And the same Rashba in the Tshuva says you make a Bracha. He holds even though it could be with the Shechita Psum Paguma, still you make a Bracha. Efshakem Zogin and the Samim Rosh, we could say this way. Maybe the Samim Rosh held like those Rishonim. It's not clear. Maybe the Samim Rosh held like those Rishonim that a Shechita Psum or a Sakan Paguma is good. And that's why the Samim Rosh holds there's no Bracha. But on the etzem svar of a bracha and mitzvah banan, the chazal masakim mishum ma'asayin, that everybody's moed, even some rishonim will be moed, like we said, there's no reason not to make a bracha.